John, the youngest of Jesus' disciples, was the last to die. As he grew older, his teaching grew simpler, as you can see by reading his first epistle. He spoke always and only of one thing, the love of God. According to an old tradition, one of his disciples complained to him about this. "Why don't you talk about anything else?" He answered, "Because there isn't anything else." Christianity is both complex and simple. Some religions are simple, like Buddhism, which, according to Buddha himself, is nothing but the Four Noble Truths. Or take Islam, which is clear-cut and simple as the desert sun. On the other hand, some religions are complex, like Hinduism with its many different deities and yogas. C.S. Lewis makes a distinction between thin, simple, rational religions and thick, complex, mysterious religions. He compares religions to soups. Some are like consommé, clear and clean and thin like water. Others are like lentil soup or minestrone, thick and dark like blood. Christianity is both. It is full of mysteries like the Trinity, creation, the Incarnation, atonement, providence, and eschatology. In fact, it is the most mysterious religion in the world. It is not at all obvious, not what we would expect. That is what all the heresies have been, what the human mind naturally expected. Yet Christianity is also supremely simple. John was right. There is, in the last analysis, only one thing, the love of God.